kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives. Make us one, Lord, in your body. Father, establish your throne and your kingdom in intake. Lord, that's the purpose for which you placed us here. And Lord, it's only begun, going to be done by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Well, as quite frequently happens when it's my turn to speak, everything's been said. And this afternoon, everything was prayed. So I'm just going to round it up, and I'm not going to be long. So if you've anything, if you're listening to the Spirit and God, and God's saying something to you, feel free to follow on. But this is just what God gave me for this evening. And it was going back to the prophecy that God gave Andrew a few weeks ago. And just to refresh what that was, God was saying he's preparing heavy spiritual weapons for us to launch against the forces of darkness. There will be devastation around us, but it will not come near us, for the Lord is placing a covering over his kingdom people. Therefore, rejoice, amen, stand firm, amen, resist the devil, and see great victories in the coming months. So that suggests to me that now is the time for something to be happening. But what there was just a couple of things that got my attention when God said that he'd prepared heavy spiritual weapons for us to launch against the forces of darkness. And God is drawing our attention to the importance of operating in the spirit realm. Nothing else will smash and bring down the principalities and powers that are trying to take this nation and take the people to hell. But this is the importance of the spiritual realm, and that's where the battle's won, because it's a spiritual battle. Natural tools, natural programs will not do anything. It will not touch what's happening in the spirit realm. And so he said there would be devastation around us. And that set me thinking about how we used to be UK and the Commonwealth, didn't we? But now everything's become global as communication links have become stronger. We all know there's global unrest in our world, and ever turning further away from the truth. Everything has become political. Words are no longer mean what they used to mean. Free speech is under threat. Christian values are fast being outlawed as evil advances and warps the mind of innocent children. What suddenly has happened to bring this about? I've read this book once, and it's a really difficult book to understand. But it did impact me to the measure I was able to understand it. And it was a novel by C.S. Lewis. He wrote The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, didn't he? And Joan's read, come on Joan, how many of his books have you read? I think you ought to read this one as well. He wrote a book in 1945, and he called it was a novel, and he called it The Abolition of Man. And in this book, he explains how he foresaw and exposed how, in the not too distant future, a movement of change would be taking place through the structures of society, in the spheres of science, technology, bureaucracy, and the media, resulting in religious ideas and institutions becoming less meaningful and giving man the power to make himself what he pleases. So it was a movement that was very much against bringing down all the standards, the Christian standards, that the nation has been built upon, and replacing it with man's thoughts, and just making, outlawing in a sense, the gospel. It's a dangerous concept, because by turning away from God, man in his rebellion has opened the floodgates to what Paul describes in Ephesians 6 and verse 12. The rulers, authorities, and spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. When we turn away from God, we open and expose ourselves to all this nasty stuff of rulers, authorities, and spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. And that's what we're seeing today. And when I read most of that book, I think what spiritual insight C.S. Lewis had to see the trajectory that the world has been going down on, or would be going down on. He had great spiritual insight. The foundations of our world are being shaken. And as David said in Psalm 11 and verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what will the righteous do? Or what can the righteous do? And that's the question, isn't it? That's why we're in a spiritual battle. And it's only the spirit realm where we have the authority to bring down these principalities and powers. We need to keep the one most important truth at the forefront of our minds, and it's this, that light always dispels darkness. We are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And that's what God's calling us to be. That's the battle. That's where it rages. Darkness operates through fear. And this, I don't know, I think there's one, I think there's 366 times in the Bible that it says, fear not. One for at least every day, and cover a leap year too. So God is saying it's crucial that we never, never allow fear into our lives, and we've nothing to be afraid of, because God is with us. He's in charge. He's ruling. But he's saying to us, I need you to stand as lights and proclaim the truth and speak the truth against the principalities and powers. God said in that prophecy, but it will not come near, for the Lord is placing a covering over his kingdom people. Protection. Do you remember the thing, the picture that came to me is when God sent the 10 plagues on Egypt because Pharaoh wouldn't let the children of Israel go. He protected his people in Goshen, which was right alongside where all the action was taking place. But he put them and he secluded them in Goshen, and there was nothing, there was just light there, but there was darkness over the land of Egypt. He protected his people in Goshen, and in the same way, God will protect us. Whatever it takes, God's the master strategist, isn't he? And I love it how he draws the devil in. He sets a plan and then he draws him in, and it's whang, bang, crash. You walked into that one, didn't you? And I just love how God works against the enemy. At the minute, well, actually, there is only one force, only one resistance, an effective force against the advancement of the devil's evil agenda, and that is the church. That's the last bastion that he has to overcome. and that's us. But he can't overcome us because we're a spiritual people, and that's what we must be. For I'm building a people of power that will mow through this land by my spirit. That's what it's going to take. It's not being religious. It's not doing all the nice things. And I'm not against providing meals, feeding the hungry, the homeless, taking care, reaching out to the desperate people. That's the gospel that we can take out. But that's not, it's not all about natural things. It's about the spirit realm. And we have to be a people of the spirit. We have to know our authority because we're the devil's number one target. And so God's plan in Ephesians 3 and verse 10 is so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. So that tells me we need to know who we are. Do you know who you are? What are your tabs? You're a daughter of the King. We are. And we are. We have the Spirit of God living in us. And you know, He's in us. We need to focus on who we are and the authority that that brings into our lives. We can't see ourselves as a natural people. We are a spiritual being, first of all and primarily. You know, it says, doesn't it, in the Word of God, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. We need to know who we are and that every knee bows to the name of Jesus, whose Father, whose children we are. Jesus said, I give you all power and all authority over all the works of the evil one. There's nothing that will be able to stand against you. So what are our weapons? What are our spiritual weapons? Well, one that springs to mind is praise and worship. You know, the power of praise and worship. It's awesome. The anointing breaks the yoke. And it's amazing what power and worship will do. And that's what we need to be, a worshiping people. If you remember when the children of Israel went into battle, they often went in singing, didn't they? Put the singers up front, and they went in and faced the enemy, and he was defeated because the people were singing spiritual songs. Prayer. And I was really blessed today in prayer meeting, because prayer is not about pleading with God to do something. It's about taking our authority over darkness, knowing that we're in charge, not the devil. It's when we're praying, it's about binding the spiritual forces of darkness in the heavenly realms that we see operating and trying to destroy the church and trying to destroy the nation. Because God says, I give you all power and all authority. It's time to rise up and to take it. The Word of God is an immensely powerful weapon, because it's the sword of the Spirit. And I can keep you here for ages telling you, and I know many others can, how when a problem has arisen, the first thing I do is say, right, devil, I'm going to get my ammunition. And I open the Word of God, and I read it until something just illuminates to me, kicks in my spirit, and I think, that's the answer. That's what will defeat the devil. And believe you me, you may have to stand a while, but he is defeated by that word that God has given you. I promise you, it always sets captives free. Never, ever has a word that God given me failed. And he's given me many, many, many. I mean, how many of you know, you've all been through challenges. How many of you know when God's given you a word and you hang on to that word, it will happen? Anybody with me? Absolutely. Yeah, I remember Mick and Andrew and I were chatting a couple of weeks ago, and he was sharing how God gave him a word, and he had to really get full on with this situation. And he was beating the chair, and he was
beating it and he was hitting things and he was saying, this is what God said, this is what God said, this is what God said, until the thing broke and he was free. And we have to be radical sometimes and really take the devil on and let him know that we know who we are. We know the power of the Word of God. We know the power of prayer. We know the power of worship and praise. And the other thing is faith. Faith, without that, it's impossible to please God. And you know, the shield of faith, it extinguishes every fiery dart of the evil one. He can't get through to you. He tries so hard up here, doesn't he? Week in, week out. Doubts. What if? Maybe this is not going to happen this time. And every time I have to go back to the Word of God and I have to strengthen myself with that Word until it again, afresh, hits my spirit. And then I'm out there facing him up. You back off because God said. And he will back off and you will win. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God's given us every spiritual weapon to destroy all the works of the devil and set the captives free. And somebody's just come in this evening and they've been asking if the father's died and he used to come to this church. And they've asked if he can be buried. And she said, Andrew said, well, it'd be lovely to see you. And she said, oh, she said, well, we live in Bentley. And Andrew says, well, that don't matter. So we're chatting and she said, yes, we will come. And she said, we're a big family, you know. Praise God, the bigger the better. They all need to hear the gospel. So, you know, there's another opportunity. The place again will be full. But let me tell you this, I know for a fact that Andrew will preach the gospel and they'll go out knowing that they've had a challenge, that they do need to put their lives right with Jesus. God always doesn't choose the way that we would choose, does he? But we've had a few opportunities like that to share the gospel. And so we need to be praying, God, really challenge some of these folks and let us see their lives turn around in Jesus' name. The church's mandate is to flow in the miraculous through his power invested in us. And Romans 15 and verse 19, Paul is speaking here. And he said, they, meaning the Gentiles, were convinced by the power of miraculous signs, wonders, and miracles. The power of God's Spirit. In this way, said Paul, I have fully presented the good news of the Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Italy. Wow! And they didn't have the planes and all the modern transport that we have today, did they? But he said he had convinced the Gentiles of the power of miraculous signs and wonders and by the power of God's Spirit. And in this way, he said, I have fully presented the good news of the Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Italy. I don't know how far that is, but that's quite a distance for in Paul's time. But he was a man who was so passionate about preaching the gospel that nothing would stop him. He just went forward. And every obstacle the devil threw at him, he overcame of it by the power of the Spirit of God. And we have that same power in us. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed his strategy. He hasn't changed his weapons. He's the same, and the same thing that Paul did. Be encouraged and do what Paul did, and let's get out there. We're going to face challenges. The enemy knows just how uniquely to attack each and every one of us. And we're not unaware of his schemes, are we? I know how he can bring me down. And I really need to shut that door every time I get a hint
of where it's at. And God is holding us responsible to do our part and to take our spiritual authority, to grow and develop in the gifts of the Spirit, and to really get involved in praying for people and seeing the miraculous signs and wonders as a result, and not always looking to one or two people. We have that same power. And God says, go out there and do it. Pray for your neighbours. Pray for those you meet on the street. Be ready to share the gospel, the good news, at every opportunity. You know, we're empowered to change the trajectory of a world that's lost its way and make a difference as God opened doors. So let's take up the challenge and use all the weapons that God has given us to be a powerful people, amen, working towards what's been said in the Lord's Prayer and was prayed this afternoon. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I say, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Amen. Let me be a true representative, a powerful, powerful person, full of the Holy Spirit, meeting every challenge with the word of God and seeing the devil destroyed. Praise his name.